everybody. This is Kyler Bingham with Salt Lake Dirt. We are doing another one of our music specials, our mixtape specials today. And I'm really excited about the guest I got for this one. We had her on a while back. Incredible actress, performer, singer, Lauren Ashley is with us. One of my favorites. Lauren, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I thought I knew when I started this, I was like thinking of a handful of people that I wanted that I knew would make it a lot of fun, and you were on the top of the list. So you did not disappoint when you submitted your songs. Tell us about the theme you picked, and I think it is like perfect for right now. So tell us.
Sure. Yeah. So this playlist has evolved into, I want to say it's a cozy autumn playlist. A lot of nostalgic, make yourself a cup of hot tea or a cappuccino and just let it play. And it puts you in all the feels of autumn and the fall leaves and the crisp air. That's what it reminds me of. And it's also our favorite season. So
yes. Yeah, it's,
it'd be perfect.
It's perfect. So let's start with the first song that you picked, Autumn Leaves. And this is the version by Nat King Cole. There are a lot of great versions of this song. It's a great, I mean, it's just a great song. Tell us why you picked this particular version. How does it resonate with you?
Yeah, so there's so many versions, so many wonderful versions, but Nat King Cole just puts me in the mood for fall. And I know he has obviously a bunch of amazing songs from this time, but I just, his voice, it's like so smooth and it just puts me in the mood. Yeah. And I just thought it would be perfect to start off.
All right, let's do it. Nat King Cole and Autumn Leaves. Let me switch my headphones so we can do this. So.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long. And soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
I never get sick of hearing that song. It's just so beautiful.
No, yeah, just puts you right in that autumn mood. And I also wanted to add, thanks to Spotify, it reminded me that Nat King Cole was raised in the Bronzeville neighborhood of Chicago. So, and I have family that are out on that side. So
Oh,
Chicago. So it's just kind of I do have a couple of these on here that are have little Chicago connections. So
wow. Oh, that's so cool.
yeah, some history, Chicago history.
I
So
love that.
yeah.
I think it's like it's one of those songs that it just seems like it's always been in my consciousness. Like I was tr when I was listening to it just now, I'm like, when's the first time I heard this? And I don't know, like, because I'm, you know, you hear stuff as a kid, and you don't really know what it is. You just know you like it, and then it kind of like you slowly learn more and whatever. I don't know. Do you have like any memory of hearing this? It's probably a bit like. I don't know. It just kind of occurred to me. I don't know when I've heard this, but it feels like it's just always been there.
Same. It's just always been there. I think ever since I can remember, I'm like, I can't quite pinpoint where I first heard it. Maybe it was listening to the radio with my grandparents, and they would be have this style of music on often, or we would listen to this kind of music together. But I think it's just always been there. It's always, yeah. It's,
Yeah.
I feel very feel the same as you with this song. It just has always been in like the background of
Yeah.
the time of year.
And it's like I think, you know, you were just in Los Angeles, and I was there right before you, and it makes me think this is like the only one of the few things I don't like about LA is you don't get that fall. So it's like I get a really beautiful fall autumn in Salt Lake City. I've never been to Chicago, but I'm guessing it's what do you what's the experience out there for autumn?
Just in the past couple of weeks, we got it, and it was a sort of a little bit of a delayed fall. It was pretty warm up until a few weeks ago, and yeah, all the change of leaves, all the trees are beautiful right now, and the vines on the sides of buildings, and it's gorgeous right now. It's just like the perfect, it's not like the super below freezing weather right now just yet, so it's like that perfect like nice change, and where you can put on, it's not overly cold, like you can still take a walk outside and be comfortable with like with a jacket on, just like a, you don't have to be bundled up. So it's nice, and I find it's like it's really refreshing, and it's yeah, it's just really lovely. And then things are starting to, lights are starting to go up and all that kind of that time, but it's not overly freezing just yet. So but I feel the way, I love LA, but yeah, you know, there's it. They get a fall more. It hits them in December. It's like, and those were always when I lived there. So that was like my favorite time was when, probably the opposite of most people, but you know.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And okay, cool. Let's jump on to the next song. So I picked this one, and like I said a few minutes ago, the algorithm hit me on this. This is a newer song to me, but I loved it, and I just thought it was appropriate. Girl in Red, and the song is "We Fell in Love in October." And
Awesome.
you said you'd heard it before. You were aware. You knew the song. This is just new to me in the last few days. So,
Fairly, yeah. I think same thing. It hit me with the algorithm. It was like, what do I pick for this Instagram story? And it popped up. It was trending. And I'm like, okay, cool. This fits for October. And yeah,
Instagram knows us so well.
it's
It knows us. It
true.
knows me better than like most people in my life. So, okay, let's do it.
Fell in
Song
that's so catchy, and I've heard that more than I thought.
Yeah.
Once I heard the chorus,
yeah, I don't really have anything to say about it. I just liked it, and I wasn't aware of the artist, so it just
yeah.
And it feels like fall too, you know. It just mm-hmm. It just feels like it.
Yeah,
so, you know,
it's a very catchy, fun song. I like that a lot, and I saw the visuals popping up on the
yeah, me too.
Yeah, so that was with all the leaves.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a quick, easy one. Let's go to your next one. Love is a Camera, Sophie Ellis Bextor. And I haven't heard that song before.
Yeah. So this popped in my head because it's I remember the music video directed by Sophie Muller, who's done a bunch of videos for like No Doubt, Eurythmics, Garbage, and Sophie. And I love her style of videos, and it was a very like witchy style sort of theme to it. And I just saw Sophie just by chance, Sophie Ellis Bextor in LA, her concert. I just happened to catch it last week. Just last minute saw that she was in town, and I just got a last minute ticket. And so she was fresh in my mind, and I thought about this album, and it definitely was like a departure from, if you don't know Sophie is more pop, disco, dance kind of music. So this was a much more, it was a bit slower paced. It was more kind of folky style in it. I thought it was a great album.
Was that, okay, so you saw her in LA, right in LA? I'm trying to like, because now I think I know who this person is now that I'm.
Downtown LA. Yeah, last week. She did a quick tour. And just recently, and just like in the past year, crossed over more to America because of there's a film called Saltburn, and her song Murder on the Dance Floor, and even me, because I heard that song a million years ago when it was only, she was mainly known in Europe, and then just had this resurgence and all that. So but I thought this would be, I almost did Murder on the Dance Floor, but I thought Love is a Camera, it's a very like witchy sort of song, so I thought that would be fitting for an autumn playlist. But yeah, took some notes on it, and it's basically, the lyrics recount the story of a woman who takes photos of her victims and keeps their souls in the pictures. And musically, the song features piano, guitars, double bass, and influences of tango and baroque. So, yeah.
I love it. Okay. Yeah, I really dug it. I listened to it the other, I think just yesterday, actually. The days are getting long. Let's jump into it.
Sure. A winter morning, black as any night, A landscape held in time under the ice. There's a house on the hill, she's living there still. Rooms are full of pictures, black and white. So the story goes, she lives alone. Her company is framed in monochrome. She keeps them alive long after they've died. No one ever knows until they've gone. Stand still evermore, pose for eternity with me. Your soul on my wall, love is a camera full of when I was young. The spell to be her subject was too strong. Now from here, behind glass, I see more fools pass. Flies caught in a secret web she spun.
I love it. It's so good. Yeah.
Yeah, like the end part where it speeds up. I forgot about that actually.
Yeah, it's like it's like several different songs in one song.
All in one.
Yeah. That's so cool. I'm curious what kind of a band she had when you saw her live. That seems. Was it big, a huge band, or was it pretty small?
She had guitar, bass player. Her bass player is her husband, mm-hmm. And he's from a band called The Feeling. Mm-hmm. I want to say, and he's been a musician for a long time and has been in her band since close to the beginning of her career. And her brother now is a drummer. So yeah, yeah. Then she added I saw her last fall and. This time around she had a backing vocalist who played keyboards and some other instruments as well. So, so added a little bit, but yeah, she has a full band and yeah, that's a lot of fun. Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
The dance party.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, that's cool. Okay. Anything else on her? Cause I don't, now I'm excited to like dig into that album. You said it's really good.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's very different from a lot of her other, the more known stuff, which is like more pop dance with like disco influences, definitely. And she'll mix that into her live performances, some like famous dance songs and disco songs, ABBA and whatnot. But that's definitely I think that was a fun like departure for her to like, she mixed it up, and I think it did well for her as well. It was pretty successful. Yeah. So it's worth a look, and the music videos are beautiful too. So
cool.
I think more Sophie Muller directed.
So, yeah, she did the Sunday morning video, right?
She did Don't Speak. She did Don't Speak for sure. And then it's done a bunch of other videos for them, and like Garbage and Annie Lennox, and yeah, so many people.
Very cool. Okay, should we move on to the next one?
Sounds good.
Okay, I don't want to cut you off at any point. So if you have more to talk about, okay. But now I'm thinking about No Doubt and that residency in Vegas, because I've seen No Doubt a few times when I was a teenager in smaller venues, and it was
amazing.
Have you seen them before?
Yeah.
I have. Yeah. So I am. I don't know. I think it's a must. I think I have to go down there for that.
I'm supposed to go twice.
Yeah. Awesome.
I had so many friends reach out, and I committed. So, and I don't mind committing at all, because I think they're so great live. So
the best. Like, yeah. The best. Like, oh my gosh. Okay.
Believe also the 30th anniversary of Tragic Kingdom.
Yeah,
2026.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I guess so. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So it fit with the sphere with the orange.
Orange.
Yeah.
I know. It's so cool.
It was so perfect. And they keep adding, they just added more shows going into June. So the shows start in May, but then it's just been extended even more. They already extended it, and they got extended again. So I'm like, okay, guys, is that a sign?
It's a sign.
Maybe tour.
Yeah, seriously. I know.
We've been begging for years, but I know. Look, I'm so looking forward to the sphere. It's going to be, I think, amazing.
I haven't been. I do want to see the Wizard of Oz. I know people are like, but I don't care. I want to see it.
Yeah, I want to see it. I heard that's also getting, I don't know if it's true, but I've heard rumors of that getting extended as well, which I've heard it's amazing. I really want to make a trip out to do that.
Yeah, for sure. Me too.
It'll be worth it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Next song is, November Blues by the Avett Brothers. And this is, again, so talking about live bands, this is one of my favorite live bands to see. I think I've probably seen them like 10 times now.
Wow.
And they do, like, their albums are really good, but the live show is what is just like, the first time I saw them, I didn't know who they were. And a friend was like, you got to see these guys. Like, they're just come with me to this. Like, they're great. And, I think that was like in 2008, and it was like, yeah, you know those bands you see when you see them, you don't know their music, but you go to the show and it's like you're a hardcore fan after. Yep. That doesn't happen like super often for me.
Yeah,
but when it does, I'm usually with that band for
I totally get it. That happens sometimes, like friends taking me to shows in LA, just like little indie bands that I would have never found out about, or they were openers a lot of times.
Right. Yeah. I know. It's such like I think that's one of the best experiences I find in life, is when you have no expectations for something and you show up and it just blows your mind, whether it's music or a film or whatever. That is like that's the best, because like we all know it's the worst when you have those expectations and then you go to the thing and it's like, leading up to it was more exciting than the actual thing.
True.
So yeah. I love like the flip side where you're just like, oh my gosh.
They leave an impression on you and it's like lifelong fan.
Yeah. Yeah. So this band, definitely I feel like I've lost touch with them the last few years, but this song came to me and I remember, them playing it. We have a really cool venue in Salt Lake called Red Butte Garden. And it's like right at the base of, the mountains, and it's like amphitheater on a hill, and you can like bring in your own food and wine, and the sun had gone down, and it was, I feel like it must have been fall, but it was like the winds, because it's a massive garden, so it's like the fall, everything's kind of dead, but like the wind kicked up and maybe I'm exaggerating it a bit in my mind, but my memory of it is like the wind kicked up during this song, and you just felt it, and it wasn't too cold, and it was just right. So I picked a live version of the song, and I'm a little self-indulgent because it's 6 minutes long, but I just felt like I feel like it's just perfect, and it brings me back to I don't know, just some, not so much memories, but just like feelings. So I don't know. Okay. Let's jump into it without further ado. Have you heard it before?
I listened just from this playlist. I listened to it a few days ago.
Okay, cool. Okay. Let's do it.
If I weren't leaving, would I catch you dreaming? And if I weren't gonna be gone now, could I take you home? And if I told you I loved you, would it change what you see? And if I was staying, would you stay with me? And if I if I had a job now, like a good man should, and if I came to you tomorrow and said, let's run away, would you roll like the wind? Bit by the cold of December. December. I'm warm beside your smile. Oh, lady, tell me I'm not leaving. You're everything I dreamed. I'm killing myself thinking.
That's beautiful,
isn't it? Like,
I love the voices.
Oh my god! Yeah, they're brothers, hence the name. But they, like, I'm not. I've always gotten complaints that I'm not an emotional person, but I am an emotional person. I'm just not like externally. Like, I don't cry a lot, and but it's like I feel it, and like even just now listening to this song, like I teared up a little bit, and I don't do that. So it takes a very rare song.
Yeah. To pull out your heartstrings.
Yeah. But it's like they, and you can hear it like in the song, right? Like when they just like, they belt it out, they like scream, they tear up. And it just like, yeah, if they come through, definitely a band to check out there. I haven't seen them in a few years, but wow. Like, they are, and they're incredible. So that's all I got to say.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. Makes me want to check out more of their stuff. That was really, really beautiful.
Yeah, I'll send you my favorite, because they have a ton of albums. I'll send you my favorite ones of theirs, and yeah, they're just a great band. So
yeah, there's some really great lines in there too. Like I don't know if I'm getting exact, but my heart sings to the November tunes or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Your yellow hair and like looks like sunlight, something like that. And it's just really pretty.
It's very pretty. Yeah, I get goosebumps. It's just great song. Okay, let's move on to one of your picks.
Oh, my girls.
what do we got here? Oh, yeah, yes. Okay. So we have Barbra Streisand next, which perfect choice, Autumn. And
another throwback.
Yeah, another throw. I don't think I'd heard this song. So, any thoughts before we jump in? No pressure, if not.
I do. So it came to mind because I have a connection to this album. Really, it's went from early on in Barbra Streisand's career from 1963, and she shot the album cover work for the cover photo in Chicago on the beach. And she got a lot of flack from her record label, and everybody told her, no, don't do it, because you can only see the back of her. So, but it ended up being the super successful album. It won some Grammys. I think it won for Best Vocal Performance. And I think also like Best Arrangement and things like that. So it did quite well. So she went with her gut instinct, and it did really very well. But she was doing a lot of like nightclub acts, nightclub shows in throughout the country, and like jazz clubs and things like that. So she took the cover photo, was taken on Oak Street Beach in Chicago. So and I just thought this, I was thinking of autumn fall-esque songs, themed songs, this came to mind. So it's something that I this album that I had listened to growing up as a kid. So yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah. You're making a really good case for Chicago. So
I have to make it out by you too. There's a lot of, incredible music venue there. And Arthur told me about you as well.
Yeah. I have to visit. I keep having just like serendipitously like guests from Chicago on.
Yeah.
So I've had a lot of people. So yeah,
it's a nightlife city for sure.
I love it. Yeah.
Theater, but music, so many different music venues and lots of great food and museums and architecture. So yeah, definitely come out.
Yes. Okay, Barbra, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
autumn. It feels like autumn. Although the breeze is still, I feel the chill of autumn. Oh yes, it's autumn. It's always autumn. However green the hill, to me it still is autumn. I can feel the frost now that makes my spring and summer dreams seem lost now. Why can't the and though another season's here, I feel the emptiness of autumn all the year.
Yeah, I love it. It's great. I love like when a song, because it's like, it's just like just shy of 2 minutes.
Quick.
And when a song that could be so short, but just feel so epic. I mean, mm-hmm. that's a feat right there. So this is like, yeah, this is like one of your like albums that you listen to a lot when you were younger.
It's the People album. And I think it's when she really started to kind of blow up a bit. And get really, really known. And and then once I found out that like the connection of her performing at it was Mr. Kelly's nightclub, and it's still, the building's still here. It's Gibson's Steakhouse now, and I've been outside of it and I've gone to it.
Yeah.
So having that connection, but yeah, it just reminds me of growing up and when I was first discovering a lot of her music and listening to her early recordings. And there's a bunch of other great tracks on it too, and that's things that were also put into her TV specials as well. So mm-hmm. Yeah, I just thought it was a fitting for our theme. And like you said, like it says so much in just under 2 minutes. So
yeah, it's beautiful. Do you call the season, do you tend to call it autumn or fall when you talk?
I think I say fall, but I think autumn is just sounds so much prettier.
It does. It's like romantic and pretty, and it just sounds, yeah, it just like gives it like the depth.
I'm trying to say autumn more.
I am too. It takes some effort, but yeah. Well, I got to like your background there. We'll have to get like a picture of it at the show, because it is like just a great visual with your jacket and the
background. I love a theme. Yeah. Can you tell?
I love it. Yeah. It's, it makes it exciting. Okay. We got another one of yours, Bill Frawley, Shine On Harvest Moon.
Yeah.
That's our next one. Let's play it, and then we'll come back and sure. Discuss it.
Sounds good.
The night was mighty dark, so you could hardly see, for the moon refused to shine. Couples sitting underneath a willow tree for love. They pine. Little maid was kind of afraid of darkness, so she said, I guess I'll go. Boy began to sigh, looked up at the sky, told the moon his little tale of woe. Oh, shine on, harvest moon. Up in the sky, I had no loving since January, February, June or July. It's no time, ain't no time to stay outdoors and spoon. So shine on harvest moon for me and my gal.
William Frawley, I didn't get a chance to listen to this one. So I just like Bill Frawley. What is that? That sounds familiar. Talk to me about this. So. I love it. Yeah. if people don't know, go ahead and tell them who Bill Frawley is.
So Bill Frawley, William Frawley, starred as, you know, Fred Mertz in the famous TV show I Love Lucy. So that's what he's most known for. And he was an old, like, vaudeville man, too. So he came with this album in the late 50s, so Lucy time. And we did the podcast and talked a lot about her. So I figured it was a good... I had to put a touch of Lucy reference in here. So, and I also owned this record I played on my record player often. And it just puts me in a good mood. I'll put this playlist on, or I'll put his album on, like my William Frawley playlist, on every now and then when I'll be working, if I just want to be put in a happy mood, because it's very like vaudevillian and it just puts a smile on my face. And it reminds me also of the skits, some of the musical numbers they did in I Love Lucy, where him and Vivian Vance would do little musical numbers like of that time. And I wish we had a Vivian Vance album. I feel like we were robbed of that. But, you know, maybe one day there'll be something that'll be found, you know, an unknown, unfound, you know, recording of her. But, yeah, I just thought this was a fun one. And Shine On Harvest Moon, it fits with the season. And, definitely worth checking out the album. It's a fun one.
Well, that made my day. Like, I just like, because I didn't know, and I perked up as soon as I saw the picture. And I didn't know he recorded an album. So that's really, really cool. It sounds perfect. So I'm going to definitely be listening to that today. Awesome. Well, I think we have time for our last one. You picked, Bernard Herrmann. Song.
It's not a traditional song, but it's from a soundtrack, The Ghost and Mrs. Muir.
Yeah. Let's do it. Okay.
Sounds good.
I love his scores. Like he did a bunch of Hitchcock and
yeah.
And I haven't seen this movie forever. I need to revisit it. It's been a while.
Yeah. It's one of my favorites, especially to put on this time of the year. But I just love listening to movie scores because it's especially when I'm trying to focus or work. It's good work study music.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, this is it's The Ghost of Mrs. Muir. It stars the movie stars Gene Tierney, Rex Harrison, George Sanders, and a young Natalie Wood plays Gene Tierney's daughter in the movie. And it just always puts me in the mood. It has a lightheartedness, but then there's also the spooky side of it as well. So I find it to be like a very fun film. There's some lines that I always like crack up at when Gene Tierney sees the cottage by the sea, not to give it away, but when she's just it's like haunted, how perfectly fascinating. Instead of being scared of the home, she's intrigued. And yeah, it's just one of those movies I tend to put on quite often. And I loved it. It's from the 40s, and so yeah, it's a cottage by the sea that's has a spooky theme to it. So I just thought it'd be fun. I didn't want to. There's so many great pieces in this score, and I didn't want to give too much away. So I figured this would be good. Do put in the prelude for
Yeah.
the people that haven't seen it, and then they can get kind of a feel. It shows like the fun excitedness of her, and then also the more you feel like the tension and the suspense kind of towards the end that was put in. So.
Yeah, I love films from that era where it does like that beginning where it like it's kind of like giving you a taste of what is to come. And yeah, I think it's perfect that we end with a prelude for that film because now I think I might watch it tonight. It's been a film I haven't seen in years, so I'd love to revisit it. And I think you're totally right. For this time of year, I think it's perfect. So thanks for picking it.
Foggy
Yeah,
vibe.
I love it. Well, Lauren, thank you so much. This was fun. I think we could have gone on much longer, but I think we did pretty good for doing just an hour of songs. It was great. Let's make sure people are aware where they can find you online. See some of your I had you on a while back and we were discussing I Love Lucy and the Hollywood Graveyard films you've been a part of. So listeners, if you haven't checked out the Hollywood Graveyard channel, definitely do that. You'll see Lauren in a couple of the narrative shorts, which is how I first discovered her, and I'm a huge fan. So yeah, tell us where people can find you online and see. You're always doing really cool things, and I live vicariously through you.
Thank you.
Yeah, where can we find you?
Oh yeah, I'm on Instagram often. OH Folklore, FOLK. Yeah. So Lauren Ashley, Lauren Folk, all of the above. Find me. If you love old Hollywood and old Hollywood history, that's what is my passion and what I tend to post about most often. So yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well,
Thank you
I
very much
love
for
it.
having me. This is fun.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being on, and until next time.